You're listening to the Client Magnet Marketing Podcast, and I'm your host, business coach and marketing mentor, Whitney Barbary. On these episodes, I'm going to dive into all things marketing and the mindset you need to become a client magnet that creates clients and cash on repeat. You ready to make six figures together? Let's go. Hey, courageous hearts. I have a bonus episode for you today. If you are not in my Facebook community, what are you doing? You can actually find it by going to the show notes, or you can look up your full flavored life and business. But I would probably just go to the show notes. Anyways, I do client interviews in there typically about once a month, maybe once every 6 weeks. And I interview my clients that are getting killer results, and they talk to you about the mindset and the strategies that they use to get there. This week, or I guess it was last week, I interviewed my client, Katrina, who actually created a $3,500 month, her first month in business. And then her second month in business, she made $10,000. I interviewed her last week, and we dove into all of the mindset and yes, all of the strategy that she used to create that $3,500 and then create that $10,000 month. And then I decided tonight to clip off the audio and put it into a bonus podcast for you. So you can listen to it on the treadmill. You can listen to it while you are folding laundry. You can listen to it while you're at the grocery store. You can plug in your headphones and listen to it while you're at work. Whatever you're doing, listen in, because Katrina is truly a gem. She's so inspiring, and she has serious gold nuggets to share. And the mindset hacks that she's used to get where she is, you're not going to hear them anywhere else. So enjoy this interview. And also, I am teaching my Whole Vibe Masterclass on May 26th. From 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. And yes, there will be a replay. Get registered for that. It's free. I'm going to teach you how to create an entire vibe around yourself and the way that you show up and the energy with which you show up that will actually make you a client magnet. It is the main strategy that I teach my clients. It's how clients like Katrina come to me with no clients and no money coming in her business, and then can create a $3,500 month and a $10,000 month seemingly overnight. So get registered for that masterclass. That is also in the show notes. And then as soon as that masterclass ends on the 26th, the doors to my business mentorship, Courageous Heartpreneur, will be opening. So those doors will be opening for enrollment May 26th through the 31st. You can get into the masterclass, because I will also be talking about the 24-hour fast action bonus on the masterclass. You don't want to miss this enrollment window. There's going to be a super juicy bonus. You have 5 days to enroll, but anyone who enrolls in the first 24 hours is getting a super juicy bonus, and it may include some extra private coaching time with me. That may be what it includes. So get into that masterclass. When you sign up for the masterclass, it will get you into the Facebook community. It will also get you on the wait list for Courageous Heartpreneur, so you can be one of the first to know when it opens. It is the magnetic messaging and the six-figure self-concept and the soulful selling that you need to create a super successful business that creates clients and cash on repeat. So enjoy this episode, and I will see you on my masterclass. Weather is doing nothing for my hair. It is now a frizzy mess. Frizzy. So what I will do then is pull up so I can see it. Oh, you want to be in my video? Of course you can be in my video. So I guess I won't need this anymore. Well, thank God for technology that we could figure that out, huh? That there was like another option. Okay, oh, you know what? What I could do though is, I don't hear you. Is that just me? Let me put these in and see if that works better. Do you hear me? I don't hear you. Is there something going on with me? I still don't hear you, even with my headphones on. That's so weird. I don't hear you. Hi.
Hi, everyone. You can't hear her either? Okay, then it's not just me. So what happened was I was going to stream Zoom, which is how I always do my interviews. I was going to stream Zoom to Facebook, and no, my computer was like, not today, you're not. It just kept saying, error, can't complete that request. Error, can't complete that request. So we're both, let me see if she's on Zoom still. Yeah, so now we're having to just go live on Facebook by adding her because my computer was like, I
Can you
hear
hear
you. Yeah.
me?
Yeah, some of them were saying
Think
they
it
couldn't hear you
was.
either. So I was like, okay, it's not just me. It's not my
Had.
computer being crazy. Yeah,
Yeah,
so
I
we're
think
just gonna.
it was. Oh, I think it was because I still had Zoom up, so my
Oh, that's
phone was.
weird. Okay.
Yeah, my phone was like, "Oh no, you can't do both things at once." All right.
So, you tell, yes, there we are. Everyone's like, I hear her now. Yes, I hear her now too. So tell all the people, I'm not even at home because I woke up today and I was like, I'm going out of town today for the day. So I'm driving about 3.5 hours. That's my destination that I'm going to, right outside Indianapolis. I drove 2 hours. I pulled over to Starbucks. We're gonna have this interview, and then I'm gonna go because Fridays I don't work. So that's why I'm sitting at Starbucks. It's raining. I did my hair this morning and it's completely falling apart now because I'm in the rain. So fun times. Okay, so I'm gonna tell everybody ahead of time. My little thing always gets twisted. Before Katrina gets started, I want you guys, if you have questions for her about, because we're gonna only use her for about 30 minutes, because we're gonna let her enjoy her lunch break. So if you have questions about how she created her $10,000 month, from the actions to the beliefs to the mindset to strategy, anything you have questions on, like I need you to drop it in the chat now. And then I'm gonna pull up the comments so I can see what people are saying. And you are, so tell them who you are for the people that don't know.
So my name's Katrina Ball, and I am a life coach and business strategist. I am a mom of two boys, 13 and 10, and a wife. And I still work full time, so I'm doing this business while doing. And I also, I've been homeschooling my boys, so they are still homeschooled. So it's a lot of things that I am juggling. But you know, like you said, it's all about mindset and what you want to do and how you want to make it work. And it work.
Okay, so I'm just taking notes. I don't forget anything you said. You have a full-time job.
Yeah.
You're homeschooling your two kids. You have two.
Yep.
And you're still building, and you have a husband, right? So you have wife duties, mom duties,
Mom,
employee duties. Tell them what you do. What do you do? Like, what kind of coach are you? What do you do?
so like I said, life coach, business strategist. So I am all about helping women, entrepreneurs to think like a CEO. Basically, that is the mindset piece, and then you combine the business strategy piece. And for me, you know, I've heard you say it many times, Whitney, and that mindset piece without the strategy, like if you don't have that mindset piece, then you really like you can't have a successful business without the mindset. That's just key, and you have to just continue to keep pouring into that. And you know, listening to one of your lives where you did the mindset bank account and the money bank account, like I thought that was brilliant because that's exactly what it's all about. We have to be pouring into or you know, dropping those coins consistently into the mindset bank account before we our money bank account.
So when you came to me, and I don't think I knew this till later, so it sounds like from reading some of your posts that you shared some of your story, you had tried your business before. And then from what I gathered was you were like, this isn't working, forget it. And you like walked away from it for a little bit. And then you came back to it. And when you came back to it, you basically created a $10,000 month, like your second month in. But what happened the first time? Your
Yeah,
first
so
time.
my first time I doing mindset as well. But as one thing that you have said before is that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes up being an entrepreneur and that I didn't expect. And so, you know, I started in 2020
And so I was going through, I was doing the things. I actually got a client before I was even ready. And so, you know, I had like a few modules I had started. So I just made sure that I was kind of a step ahead of her. I still have no clue kind of what I'm doing around the marketing side and all of that. So let me hire a coach. And so I wasn't afraid to invest in myself. I think part of it was wasn't ready to learn to be radically responsible with all the things I'm doing. I wasn't willing to see failure and to learn from it. And so going through several things of realizing that, you know, you have to make sure you have the right coach, a coach that fits you. And so that was one mistake that I made that I've since which learned from. And then going through it, you know, the lessons of feeling like, you know, this is working, and but it's not so much that it wasn't working, it was that I wasn't showing up in my full self. I was afraid to be visible, I was fearful of failing, fearful of what if this actually was going to be successful. And then, you know, I was fearful of the price that I was actually putting at, because what I was being told was to have this astronomical price at the time, what I felt was astronomical. And I wasn't able to sell that because I didn't feel in congruence with that. I wasn't comfortable with that price, even though I had invested way more money in a coach. But my mindset was like, people are not going to go for this. And I was constantly in their pocket, constantly like, oh, they're not, I'm going to get on a sales call, they're not going to be able to afford it. And so I'm already having all this mind drama before I even get on the call with someone. And so obviously, you know, it plays out exactly as my thoughts are thinking. And so as more money's kind of going out, you know, my husband's kind of looking at me side-eyed, like, you have a hobby. I don't see any money coming in. And, you know, through that, I'm like, okay, I had to take a point where I'm gonna have to step away. I need to be able to help to support my family. And through that stepping away, I was actually able to then go through my step program and start to learn like what I had done and where what things needed to heal and be restored. And then I was on one video, and the lady asked, "Where are you hiding?" And for me, this was like my breakthrough moment. Where are you hiding? And I really journaled and I really sat through and I looked at kind of the things that happened in my childhood and growing up, and being able to really fall into that. And even within my marriage, like things that would come up, I would say, am I hiding in this area? And so as I was going through that, my husband actually, I think, started noticing my mindset starting to change. And he was like, you know, like, you should really go back into this coaching thing. Like, yes, you have a job now, so things are a little bit more secure, but you did so much of this. Like, you sh and I really think it was God, like, telling him, like, planting that. And I was like, okay, yes, if you said it, I'm going in it, and I'm going, and this is going to work. And for him, he was like, you know what, we could see till maybe like summertime how things going, because he's looking back at what happened before. And I'm like, this year, this is going to be different. You know, this has to work this year. I don't care what I do, but this is going to work. Coming into January, I was kind of like, okay, I don't quite want to be in the same niche that I was doing before for it was for mothers specifically, some things. And I want to add that bit into, okay, the business strategy side, because I saw where I was at and what I needed. And I was like, this is what I need to bring into for other women, other female entrepreneurs that might be going through that kind of same thing and taking all those lessons. And so it was one step after the other, and then deciding to, okay, invest in a coach. And her thing was more, okay, get out there, kind of cold message. And I was like, okay, I'm willing to take this on, whatever she tells me, and just do it, and just do it. And I think in between there, you came on my radar, and I was starting to come your stuff, and I'm really liking her. You know, not quite like who I am, more kind of the concern. Like, you know what, like, she's fully, as you say, fully expressed. And I'm like, I need to feel her, I need to, like, and as I was doing that, I started to look around like, okay, well, what does she have, like, I need to know how much this is, like. And I think I started to message you, and you know, we started to converse from there. And after a while, it's just like, I need to, like, be like, I don't care what you have, but I need it. And that, for me, that was a part of the whole mindset growth of, like, I see this person showing up fully in who she is, and yep. I want. And I realized that that was part of what I needed in order to take my business to a whole new level.
Yeah.
And I think that whole mindset shift and really, really absorbing what you were saying, taking on, being willing to take on what my coaches were saying, mm-hmm. implement, and the mindset piece, I think is what really geared me into that, being able to see explode so quick.
Yeah, I think you said something really big there about being willing to take on what your coach is saying. And that when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about, like specifically what I would ask you, I was like, I definitely want her to talk about that, because one thing that we talked about that I sent you guys a video for was being coachable, right? Because when we're not coachable, we're not going to grow. Because what we're doing is that we're fighting for our need to be right. And we want to be right about our limitations. And we want to be right about our stories. And we want to be right about what we think and what we've always done. And in the process of wanting to be right, you make yourself not coachable. And then you don't grow. Because the way that you've thought and the actions you've taken, and this is not you, this is like everyone listening, the way that we believe and the way that we think and the stories we have and all the actions we've taken up until this point has gotten us exactly what we have right now. So when clients tell me that they want something different, but they're not receptive to coaching, then I'm like, well, then you really don't want something different deep down. You don't want something different more than you want to keep this need to be right about your stories and your limitations. What is the mindset, or like, what are the thoughts that you have that make you so coachable? Because you literally take everything I say, like, you're just like, and it's not that I'm asking you guys to be robots, right? It's not like I'm saying like, don't ever question anything. Just nod your head. Just jump when I say jump. But even if you're like, you know, wait, what? And you'll kind of like get coaching on it, as opposed to people that are like, but I've already done that. It didn't work for me. Mm. That's not going to work for me. I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't like the way that you said, like, it's just weird things, right? It's like, I don't know. All the things. What makes you show up in a place where you're like, I'm just going to do whatever my coaches say?
I think the big thing is being open-minded. I mean, it's something that I teach my kids as well. You know, being willing to kind of sit up, pay attention. How can I apply this to me? How can I make it me? How mm-hmm. can I, you know, that whole part of leaning into an uncomfortable space. Like, if it isn't me, then it's okay. But can I try it out? Am I willing to try it out? And I think that that is the biggest thing. Having a mindset of, I am willing to at least try it.
Yeah.
I think that's the big key. Please be willing to try what is being said. And then if you realize, you know what, it didn't work, then you kind of already knew it. I mean, yes, there may be some things that may be like, I'm totally not doing that, you know. But then I think you still have to ask, why? Why am I not willing to do it? What is the outcome? You know, what's going to happen? Is it because I'm afraid of something? Or is it because I'm just being belligerent and resistant to it? That's very much possible.
Yeah.
But if I am willing to at least try it, what can the outcome be? There's only two, either success or failure. And then you get to learn from both.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you asking, and even Rachel Pennell said in the chat when she repeated what you said, when you said, how can I make it me? Like, I, as coaches, and I know you don't want this for your clients, we're not asking anyone to be robots of us, right? This is why I don't even give my clients specific strategy where I'm like, just here's steps 1 through 10, just follow these every day. Because right. I'm like, no, your business has to be you. I've had moments, like when I stepped into business coaching, I went to my coach, I was just doing life coaching, I was doing inner healing. This was almost 2 years ago. And I remember going to my coach and I said, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years. I don't want to coach on this anymore. I coach a lot of entrepreneurs and I think I just want to lean into business coaching. Mm-hmm. And I remember her basically telling me no, in front of the whole mastermind, like 20 people. She basically was like, nope, you're not changing your niche. We're not changing anything. You just think business coaching is easier to sell. That's the only reason you want to change it. You're just trying to take the easy way out. Like, we're not doing that. And I was so resistant to that. And I took an entire month to sit on it. A whole month of like, but she's making more than me, so she must know better. But it didn't feel good to me anymore to coach in the niche I was. But the point that I'm making is I sat on it for a month and was asking myself, like you said, well, what's in this for me? Could there be, it's not that I have to do what she says. Like, I can still do what I want and still my business. But if I'm going to change my niche, why do I want to do it? And I didn't intentionally take a month. It just happened that I sat on it for a month. It was like day after day, week after week. I was just thinking about it, processing it, thinking through it, sitting on it. And at the end of the month, I just decided, like, no, I want to coach entrepreneurs only. I love coaching them on business. Now, if that means I have to coach them on their mindset around their business, that's what I want to do. But I want, and I just made the decision. I did not go back to her. I did not ask permission. I just was like, this is what I'm doing. And about 45 days later, I hit my first $10,000 month. So the point that I'm making, it sounds counterintuitive because it's like, wait, so now you're saying don't do what your coaches say. No, but when you ask the question of how can I take this coaching and make it me? Even if I'm resistant, what could be in this for me? And the fact that I took a month to sit on it and weigh out what she was saying, how I was feeling, and I wasn't taking what anyone said as right or wrong. I was just listening to my heart. I know that she wants the best for me. She's not just trying to be mean. So why is she giving me this coaching? And I still came to my own decision, but it wasn't just for me being resistant and being like, I'm not doing what she says. I was like, I will sit on this for as long as I need to. And then I made the decision. And I think that's what makes you coachable. It's not that you're trying to be a robot of me, but you're just like, you are somewhere I want to be in business. I have something to learn. And I'm, like you said, I'm just willing to try it. Like, what is it going to hurt to at least try it, make it mine and try it and see what happens? So you had the first month in Courageous Heartpreneur. You were in Courageous Heartpreneur. You had, what did you say? 24 discovery calls?
Yeah.
They're all going to be asking me how you did that. How did you get 24 calls?
I did a lot of code messaging. Mm-hmm. I had like a really basic script that I would use to basically would funnel them from, so I would add them as friends. Once they accepted, I would have a basic into my Facebook group. And then I would basically ask them, like, you know, is there anything that you're struggling with? You know, maybe I could do it as a live. And once they were receptive to that, then I was like, oh, would you like to have, you know, a consult call or a call on that, you know, where we can kind of talk. And so most of them were like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, who doesn't want kind of free advice, right?
Yeah.
Doing that really allowed me to go from previously absolutely hating and lacking the confidence from sales to be able to, and my very first one actually came from a post that I did on quitting my business. And she said, yeah. And I think for me, I was so excited to hear what she was saying and how I was resonating with it. And she was resonating with me. And so it was that energy. And I was like, this is what it should be like. This is what a sales call really should be like where you love it, like where you're like, yes, like I can, like, I totally see you, I validate you, and I can support you through this. Like, we can go here and we can make magic together, right? You know? And so taking that, really learning, and then really also learning who I should not get on a call with as well. And being willing to lean into the no's, knowing that, you know, yeses come out of a whole lot of no's, you know, success comes out of failure, you know, having that open mindset to just keep going and be willing to learn, even if, you know, totally was not, and like, I should probably get off of this sooner than later.
Yeah.
That process of being able to step back and say, you know what, like, this isn't going anywhere. Like, you know, it's best that we, you know, end this here. Like, I hope you got some value from it and, you know, have a good time.
Yeah. Basically. Do you feel experienced about, like, if you've had 24 discovery calls?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'll say too. Like, I don't necessarily, people think because I don't teach cold DMing that I'm like anti cold DMing. And I think there was a point in time that I was kind of anti when I first started business coaching, because I had come out of network marketing where that was like drilled into us that you just harass people all the time. And so I was like, no, there's a better way. But what I learned over the last couple of years is there's no right or wrong in business. Any strategy can work. Literally, I want you guys to hear me on this. Wherever you've got your strategy from, any strategy can work. There was a coach that used to always say, it's not the wand, it's the wizard. It's not the wand that's creating the magic, it's the wizard. It's the person using it. They have to know how to use, right? If you think about like Star Wars, right? It's like, it was the person, right? It was like who, they had to learn how to use the, like, I don't know all the language, they had to learn how to use the force and the lightsabers and right? It was like, it wasn't, everyone couldn't use it. And so you did it, but it worked for you because you had a mindset that put you in the right energy to do it, where you weren't being weird, you weren't being salesy, you weren't being spammy, you weren't harassing people. And it's how you got 24 people to get on a call with you.
Right.
What was your mindset when you were reaching out that made it not feel yucky? And you were like, no, this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it was the genuineness of, I want to help. Like, I have something for you that can assist you. And so I think having that energy was what really, I mean, even I use the same basic skills from that today. I mean, went from doing the 24 to, I'm not getting on that many calls. You know, I do need to have some sort of harmony between home life, work life, and everything. And so even in that was, there was some mind drama over, okay, I'm going to change up my strategy a little bit. I'm going to focus more on the kind of posts that I want to pull out to really pull in that person. Mm-hmm. I do want to get on more of a call where they are warm, or, you know, the ones that I can see that just want advice. Like, I'm going to hop on a call. I'm just going to give you that advice. If it turns into something more, then we can kind of dig into that. Otherwise, you know what? Stay in my world, circulate. You might come back, you might not, but I know that I'm giving you some value. And the other thing that I really use during those 24 calls, and even now, is the outcome has to be, what's in it for them? What am I giving them that's about them and not me getting a sale? And so I always, before I get on the call, I remember and remind myself, the outcome that they're going to have, it's what's best for them and not best for me.
Mm-hmm. That will keep you out of that needy, like what I call a really graspy energy, is when it's like, people will be like, well, I just want them to get on a call with me. And I'm like, because that's all about you. Of course they're not going to get on a call. It's all about you getting them on a call so you can get a client.
Yeah.
You, and I think, I don't remember if I did this in Courageous Heartpreneur or in the mastermind, but I had asked you guys, like, I want you to write a list of like 10 ways that the consult call is for them,
mm-hmm.
not for you, for them. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for some people because they go to write the list and they're like, I actually don't know, because I always just thought consultations were for me to get a sale. And it's like, no one's going to get on a call with you just so you can get a sale. You have to make it valuable for them. Why is a consultation valuable for them? So that's for all of you. Go write a list of 10 reasons why someone get on a discovery call with you is valuable for them. So then I think they're going to want to know, and you did sign clients from the 24. It wasn't 24 clients, but you got multiple clients that month. Actually,
yeah,
I think you made like $3,500 or something.
Yeah. So I signed two full paying clients. Mm-hmm. I had some, what I decided to do was take some accountability as well. And so they were like, you know, kind of one-off here and there. But what I learned even from that is that, you know, it's my business. I can treat it how I want. And if I feel like this person needs this particular thing and I still see that they are action takers, because for me, that's the type of client that I want. Like, I want an action-taking person that's willing to put in the work. You know, and maybe she can't afford that price right now, but she's like, you know, I definitely want to work with you at some point. So I was willing to extend myself, at, you know, for that reason. And so I was okay with that. And that's where that, like you said, that whole thing of what's the best outcome for them. And that was, I would say, the biggest difference between my previous, the way that I set up my business and my mindset, mm-hmm. is always thinking, what is the best outcome for them?
Yeah. So then fast forward to, that was March. Then fast forward to April. They're all here asking, okay, but how did you make the $10,000? What would you contribute? What shifted in April, right? What went from a $3,500 month to $10,000?
So in the beginning of April, I went through the mind drama of, can I do this again? Was it just, am I able to do this and double it? And I was in a place where, like, I want to increase my price too. Mm-hmm. So there was a whole lot of things that was kind of happening, and being willing to hold on to, you know, your belief, my belief, why I'm in this, what is it that I want to achieve with doing this? Mm-hmm. And kind of really sitting in that, really, I think really also, I had made a point to, I think I did this in my own group, to talk about leading in a comfortable space. So I had never really done a live, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do a challenge, and I'm going to do five days live, and I'm probably going to be there for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm comfortable with that, right? And I got on it, and the first day I did 20 minutes, and I was like, oh my goodness, I love this. And but before I was like, you know, I like, how do people actually show up and like talk to the camera and nobody's actually there? Like, I love have being in a conversation. Mm-hmm. And after doing that, and I think because I had set myself up, I was willing to lean into that comfortable, uncomfortable mm-hmm. space. I think that that was, and the belief of that I actually have something that people want to know about, I think that was mm-hmm. kind of what fueled me. And so going into it, and I think I one day where it was like a 40-minute call live, and then being able to even sell on the last day and being willing to kind of continue to push those uncomfortable boundaries. So it wasn't until, and because I started to get scared too, because I'm like, there is no call that I'm getting. I just came out of a month where I was having all these calls and now I don't see any calls. And it wasn't until that last week. But what I realized was that I let go of the types of people that I was attracting before, and they had to fall away first. And the posts I was starting to pull out, because I was really starting to call up the women that I wanted to be in my space, mm-hmm. they had to come in. And so it took, you know, that time period for that. And it took me growing in this new energy and this new mindset and this new space to be able to like, okay, now I'm booking a few calls. And literally it was like the last week of April. And then for two people like back to back to come in and be like, okay, yes, like I want your help. Like, or I'm on this console giving them advice, giving them the wins. And they're like, so how does this work? How do we work together? How does mm-hmm. that happen? You know, and then even to mm-hmm. walk them through their own fears of like, I'm terrified to do this, but I want to do it. You know, mm-hmm. you have to walk them through that and through some objections that, and to feel like I have something valuable to give. I think that's the big thing that I really kind of sit with, like even today, like I have this valuable thing, you know, that I am invaluable. You know, when you come to me, I come and I'm able to present this information to you that even if you know it already, I can present it to you in a different way, in a different perspective. And that's what you love about me. You love my energy. You love my personality. You love that I show up in a way that, you know, mm-hmm. resonates. And I think those are kind of the key things.
So what I'm hearing, and this is what this is what I teach and I love it. It's like the mindset shifts are how you knew what strategy was for you. You're like, I had these shifts. I knew that I had something people wanted. I knew I had something valuable. And you had the thought, you wrote it down. I have something people want to know about. You just were like, I don't need anyone to tell me that. I just believe it. And then it caused you, like, you just organically then knew what you wanted to do. You were like, I'm going to do a live every day for 5 days. That's how mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them what they want to know.
Yeah.
A lot of times my clients come to me and they're like, but what do I do? Well, but what do I say on social media? How many times a day do I post? What social media platform should I be on? Should I be doing free workshops? Should I have a Facebook group? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I'm just like, that's not for me to tell you. You have to build your business your way. But if you get into the mindset, and if they were showing up believing I have something that people want to know about, they won't need me to tell them what to do. They'll just start figuring out ways they want to get that information out. So for you, you were like, I'm going to go live every day for 5 days. I'm just going to tell them what I have. And then the month before you were like, I'm just going to DM them and tell them what I have. Mm-hmm. Right. And so like, what I hear you saying is like, it was like mindset shift after mindset shift after mindset shift. And then the how, what I call the strategy organically came to you because you were like, I have something people want. I got to go tell all of them.
Mm-hmm. I think
you
it was,
did.
Yeah. It was one other thing that I think I heard you say, which, I mean, I feel like I've absorbed so much of what you said and taken it mm-hmm. on myself and I kind of give it back out. But I think another big piece was the whole stepping into your future successful self. I think I really took that on, embraced that, embodied that, and made decisions from there. What is she, if she's successful already, she has left breadcrumbs, what is she doing? I need to make those decisions that she's making. I need to take those actions that she's taking. And I think really being able to build my self-concept mm-hmm. of who am I today? And which is why, like, you know, I've said in messages to you and to others in the group, it's like, I don't even know who was that woman before? Like this, I even had a conversation with my husband one time and he was like, I feel like I have to get to know you all over again because I am not the same woman that I was even 2 months ago. You know, I show up in a completely different energy. People interact with me, different. Like the things that I was available for, I'm no longer for that I was before. Like, I think even my kids, like I see it in them. Like, you know, there was a time where things were kind of scattered and I'm like, okay, like things are going this way now. You know, you can complain about it all you want, but things are happening this way now. And I said to them, even just this morning in our family devotions, like, you guys see, like, you guys are even different kids from these last 2 weeks that we've been having. You know, you guys might not notice it, but I see it. The responsibilities that I'm giving you that you guys are holding up on your end. And I'm talking about 13 and 10 year old boys. Right? So I think the way that, you know, they're expecting something of me because I've now stepped up my standard and I expect something different of you.
Yes. I like a lot of what I'm hearing too, is that you just decided. You were like, I just decided who my future self was. And I just decided that I was going to start making decisions with her right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just decided this is how we were doing things now in my family. And I just decided. Sometimes I think we like to make it, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, that we like to make it very dramatic. And we like to think we have to do all this thought work and all this mindset work. And we've got to do all this self journaling. And it's going to take months and years. And it's like, no, sometimes you just decide.
Yeah.
You just decide. This is what my future self thinks. That's what I think now. This is how my future self shows up. That's how I show up now. The version of me that makes $100,000 a year, this is how she dresses. And I'm going to dress that way now. I'm not going to wait till I've made six figures. I'm going to show up like her right now. And that's what calls our ideal clients in, the ones that what I've been calling our rose gold clients, right? You want to work with those top of the line, rose gold, shiny, shimmery, beautiful clients. Like, call them in with how you're showing up. That's what I'm hearing you say. It's like all the mindset that made the strategy work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even for this month, you know, I was thinking, you know, am I playing small to just ask for two clients? Like God is way bigger than that. Like, I should be asking for way more. Like, let him show up. You know, the one biblical event that I've started to think on was when the centurion met up with Jesus and he was like, you know, heal my wife. Like, she's homesick on her deathbed. And Jesus was like, okay, take me there. And he was like, no, I don't need you to come with me. Like, I'm a person where I say the word and things happen. And so I know that you're the same way. Just say what it is. And like, she's done. And then when he went home and the servants came running out to him and was like, she's healed. And he was like, oh, well, what time did that happen? And then he realized it was that Jesus said it. And so I'm like, if this man could have this kind of faith, where is my faith?
If they can have that kind of faith without even knowing all the things we know now. Because we have the luxury of having the Bible and having these things that were passed down to us that we know now. These people had faith. They just had the faith. They had some stories, but that was it.
Israelite. He was a Roman, you know, centurion. So he didn't know any of this. He has just heard what people had said about him.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So what, we're like a little bit over, but what if you had to leave them with something? If you could tattoo something on their heart that you're like, I just want you to take this with you forever, what would you tattoo on their hearts? These people that are listening, that just, some of them, a lot of them even listening, probably just want to have a $3,000 month, right? Like they're just trying to get that first client, that first couple thousand dollars. What would you say to them?
I would say it's the being willing and deciding to step into that future self is actually why I decided change the name of my program. Well, it didn't even have a name. And I've decided to call it Think Like a CEO, because it's really that stepping into that future successful self, making the decision, embracing that, embodying that, choosing who is God calling me to be and show up as that person today, not tomorrow, but today. And each step is then questioning, okay, who's showing up right now? If I'm in fear, if I'm in doubt, is that old person? Because as Christians, we are a new creation. And so I really kind of took that on even with this. I am a new creation. I should be showing up fully as Jesus expects me to.
Yeah, and so, absolutely.
Like that I would leave everybody with. Embody that future successful self. Embody that you are a new creation in Christ and walk that walk. Decide, take action from there, think from there, you know, do the things that there, whether it's your health, whether it's, you know, with your kids, whether, no matter what it is, start to think and act from that place today.
Absolutely. So if anybody right now, because I've been telling them, I'm opening the doors back up to Courageous Heartpreneur the 26th or the 31st of this month. The people that are on the fence, what would you say?
I would say absolutely lean in. Lean into anything that feels uncomfortable. Lean into, like Whitney says, it's about the mindset. Everything that I have taken, I think all the content that you have, I feel like I absorb, mm-hmm. and so my clients get it. Mm-hmm. And so you will be absorbing all of this information, being willing to be open to it, and then being able to just kind of spew that back out because it makes sense. But you're able to spew it back out in a way that is unique to you, mm-hmm. and your uniqueness. And that's why it doesn't matter whether we were all, you know, business marketers and reaching out to the same kind of clientele, because Whitney's people are unique to her. My people are unique to me, you know, and each of you have your own unique people that are coming to you for a unique reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your time. I took so many notes because I have to send an email out to let people know you need to watch this replay. And these are all the things we talked about. I took so many notes, so many gold nuggets that you said. So tell them where they can find you, how they can connect with you, follow you, get to watch you and be in your space and your energy.
Yeah, so I am on Facebook, Katrina N. Ball, or you can jump in my Facebook group, Trust Your Business Instincts. So those are the quickest ways to find me, to follow me, to see what I'm saying, you know, even to see if what I'm saying here is congruent with what I say in my post, which I guarantee you it will be.
Because that's funny. That's awesome. No, go find her, seriously. Yeah, she has a Facebook group, Trust Your Business Instincts, and then follow her on Facebook. I think a lot of times that's something that how I learn from people. When I listen to podcasts or watch things like this, I will go follow that person. Even if I never engage with them, it's like, I want to watch. I want to learn. I want to, like you said that you do with me. I'm like, I just want to be in their energy. I want to see how they're posting. Like, what are they saying? What energy do they show up in? Like, what beliefs do they have? I learned so much just from following people that are where I want to be in business. Yeah. I'm like, let me just let some of what they're doing rub off on me, because whatever they're doing is working. So go find her. Katrina, thank you so much. You are such a gem and you are such a light. All right. We are going to give you guys your, what is it? Thursday back, Friday back. I'm like, what is it? I don't even know, girl. The weeks that I don't do one-on-ones, I'm like, I don't know what day it is. I'm going to give you your Friday back. I'm going to go on. Lauren says, yes, be who God's calling me to be. Kurt said this was really good advice. Yeah. So they're all saying thank you. So you guys, thank Katrina. Go follow her. Katrina, thank you so much. We will talk very soon, you guys. We love you. Have a good Friday.
Friend, I would love to have you inside of my program, Courageous Heartpreneur. Courageous Heartpreneur is where we master our mindset to begin to become our six-figure self. We learn how to become client magnets through magnetic messaging, and then you learn how to sell with heart so that it feels amazing for you and the other person. We do that in soulful selling. Doors open every other month or so. And so if you want to get on the list to be the first to know when the doors open, go to www.whitneybarbary.com, hop on my email list, and you can be the first to know when the doors open for Courageous Heartpreneur. All right, I'll see you inside the program.